these reforms were passed.
That absolutely breaks my heart. What's the legacy today? I mean, we can say it's been 40 years, but things like this just don't shake off.
Absolutely not. And there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. So in 2016, Dan Andrews apologised to LGBTIQ people for these laws and said they should never have been, they should have never criminalised being gay. And that was a big step towards healing. But we still have, you know, laws and persecution and hate crimes being committed against LGBTIQ people to this day. So New South Wales has, in November last year, they announced a judicial inquiry to investigate the gay murders that took place in Sydney in the 1980s and 1990s, where gay men were just killed, you know, almost indiscriminately, and the police did not investigate those crimes, and people literally got away with murder. We've seen in Canberra just last week the religious discrimination bill, where the Prime Minister was trying to justify that it's okay for trans kids to be expelled from school because they're trans. I mean, we wouldn't tolerate someone saying it's okay to expel someone from school because they're in a wheelchair or because they've got black skin.
Mm. And yet, I mean, he didn't explicitly say that, although that was the in between the lines what people have felt that the bill would have led to.
Well, what it was saying is that we will prohibit discrimination or expulsion from school for gay students, and by omission, we're allowing discrimination against trans students to continue.
It's been 40 years since the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria. There are commemorations and celebrations happening in Victoria today. What do you hope to see over the next, not just years, I mean coming months, because there's always work to be done?
There is. So one of the big issues that is being focused on in Victoria now, and in fact in the rest of Australia as well, is to prohibit gender normalising, in quotation marks, surgery on intersex infants. So people who are born with genitalia, sex characteristics that don't fit into the typical male or female, are having surgery performed on them without their consent, obviously, because they're just infants, to assign them a sex before they actually have the opportunity to decide for themselves. So that's happening on a local level, a lot of campaigning around that. There's a need to prohibit in other parts of Australia conversion practices where people are being subjected to treatment, in quotation marks, to try and change their sexual orientation or gender identity to make it heterosexual or cisgender. But also what we need to focus on is what's happening internationally and in our region. There are still 71 countries where it's a crime to be gay, and a lot of those are right on our doorstep in the Pacific, in Asia. So we need to be working with LGBTIQ advocates in our region so that they can enjoy the freedom to engage in consensual same-sex sexual conduct that we in Victoria have enjoyed for 40 years.
Paula Gerber is a Professor of Human Rights Law at Monash University in Victoria. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're on ABC Radio with me, Lisa Pellegrino. It is coming up to your news. By the way, there is a line that you can contact called Q Life, which provides anonymous and free LGBTI peer support for talking about things from sexuality to identity, gender and so forth, as well as some of the issues that might come up during these conversations. It is coming up to your news.